This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
The following program is rated PG. Please be advised that what you're about to hear may contain mature themes, mild uses of bad language, and some instances of violence which may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Parental guidance is suggested.
All Better Audio. We're not just good, we're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077. Making audio sound all better. But that is all.
Sexagonal Phrase, written and produced by Victor Aurelius for the 4077th and All Better Audio. Episode 3, Luck Eventually Runs Out.
What happened? The whole casino is coming apart.
Snorglav, get us out of here.
Good thing I got back here in time.
Oh, that's right. You were visiting your family on Cornorius.
Third planet. I was close by.
Bud, can you hear me?
His vital signs are slightly low, but other than being unconscious, he suffered no permanent physical damage. Just a bump on the head.
Was he doing an interview at the casino as well? After we met with Larzo and Miko, we got lucky and recorded the casino attack. Were they against organized religion?
No, they were after us. Well, at least one of them were. Ictharia followed us from Earth.
Earth? You're from Earth?
Yes, Bud here and I.
Bud? But he's Sexagonal Phrase, writer for Playbeing magazine. He is famous.
He adopted an Earth name, Bud Daniels. And currently we don't work for Playbeing.
And what is your name?
I'm Lucy Sharp. Bud here is helping me find my father.
Well, maybe I can help you. You can tell your story on the biggest news network in the galaxy. Your father is bound to see you.
I don't know. You see, my father left Earth 5 years ago, and I think he may be in danger. Ictharia found me, and... You aren't interviewing me now, are you?
Yes. I told you that I would interview you once I got you to safety. Wadu records everything. I'm sure that your friend's writer's assistant drone explained all of this.
I forgot. Just as long as we aren't on the news right now.
Oh, we're live! The network said the viewers can't get enough of this. Mega Mantises destroying a religious retreat, a lost human from Earth, and an ex-reporter from Playbeing on the run! You two are a huge hit! The numbers are astronomical!
I didn't agree to this.
Yes, you did. I saved you. We had a verbal contract witnessed by trillions of viewers. As soon as he regains consciousness, I need to interview you both.
Well, okay. I guess it will help my father find me.
Joss! Don't know why I haven't shot you yet.
I don't either, Captain.
Maybe it's because the rest of these bounty hunters aren't half the soldier you are.
Hey! We got feelings, you know. We aren't animals.
Now, the lot of you, get the hell off my bridge.
I didn't want to interrupt your disciplining of Killer Joss, Captain, but there's something on the galactic news that will cheer you up.
Pretty redhead, Mr. Torkum? Yes, she's very attractive, but I don't see...
Look at her name on the screen.
Lucy Sharp. Like you, Guy Sharp? The Earth name of Goon of Oslo, that's his daughter. Are you sure?
Oh, yes. It's a big story. Young girl searching the galaxy for her father. But no one yet has discovered who her father really is.
Oh, this is good. Finally,
I have the only bait that Barslow cannot resist. But how to bring father and daughter together?
I might be able to assist for an additional fee, of course.
How much?
Well, you've spent nearly your entire adult life in pursuit of Gunnar Barslow. I think 50,000 is a small price to pay.
I paid you to activate the homing beacon on his ship, and that failed.
The stiletto jumped into hyperspace. That's hardly my fault. Joss failed you there.
And the ship somehow discovered the tracker and removed it?
Probably the engineer, Cregano. A clever little Zentaxian, if ever I saw one.
I'll pay your price. But as long as we are negotiating, I'll give you another 50,000 after I arrest him. I think that little incentive will make sure I get Barslow in chains.
Oh, Captain, he is practically yours already. Now, all I need to do is...
Coming out of hyperspace, Captain.
We've arrived at Alpha Centauri in record time. I thought you said it would take a week, Cregano. We got here in a matter of hours.
It should have. I don't know what happened.
I had something to do with that, Captain. While you were battling with Killer Joss, I did a few scans of Stiletto's world and discovered that it was entirely comprised of a very rare element, Lytritium.
That's highly unstable stuff. We could have been blown to atoms.
Well, as usual, luck was with us.
During the fight, Joss broke off some particles of the ore near my intake vents. After injecting it into my reactor, I found that it would greatly increase our speed through hyperspace.
Good job, Stiletto. Perhaps we need to go back and get more of that ore.
Good idea. So, where is your daughter?
Transmet beam left her near coordinates 72835.
That's the Astral Casino and Religious Retreat. News reports say it was just destroyed.
Let's check it out. She's my daughter. I know she's okay.
This place is a mess. Only a few structural columns are holding it together.
At least the atmospheric generators are working. The main casino is this way.
Wow! A huge chunk of the outer hull is missing. Shield generators are working overtime.
Look over there. Bodies of at least 24 galactic races were ripped to shreds.
I wonder what could have done that.
Two Mega Mantis sisters. They tore the place apart. 8 members of my church. Then they ended up leaving together. Luckily, I got most of my followers to safety.
Tharla? Jaquantus, is that you?
Barslow?
Hey! What was that for?
I waited 3 months before I realized you were never coming back to me.
There certainly is a lot I don't know about your past.
I owe an explanation to both of you. After I escaped from Earth, I ended up making my way through space, hitchhiking. Towel, electric thumb. Never needed that book, though.
I remember that towel. I kept it for a while. Then I burned it.
When I met Tharla, she was the barmaid at Slim's Throat Emporium. She was the first woman I had actually had feelings for in quite a number of years after my wife left.
First night after we made love, I told her about the illegal casino that Slim was running out of the back.
How is Slim?
Still fat as ever the last time I saw him. So, we had $10 between the two of us, and he says put it on 42 red, and he wins! We let it ride, and we won again! Then he puts the winnings on 28 black, and that wins too! After we made 1,000 at roulette, we go back to the blackjack table and triple it, and then he doubles that at another game! This is the luckiest man I have ever met. He never loses. We could have been rich!
Being rich was not what either of us needed back then. You know that.
It would have been nice. So, we lived off the money for a few months. Then we went to a legitimate casino. He played and won a few thousand before we were asked to leave. We split the money. The next day, he tells me he met a Zantaxian engineer who has a ship, and he'd be gone for a while.
Yeah, she wasn't a pretty ship, but we did a lot of good. We got a new one last week.
Stolen?
Liberated from a military shipyard.
More of your luck.
It's a curse sometimes too, Tharla.
Come over here. I won't hit you again. I just want to see.
You looking for that gem I always wore around my neck? I gave it to the rightful owner.
Ah. Look, there's one Centurion roulette machine that survived. There are over 5 million combinations. Pick a number and a color.
3504. Teal.
Three, five, oh, four, teal. So it wasn't the gem. The luck was in you all along.
This really does explain my watch.
Well, seems like some of that luck of y'all's rubbed off on me as well. I started the Church of Casinoology and became its high priestess.
It's a bit funny that your church is based on the luck of the universe, isn't it?
He's a smartass. I can see why you two work so well together. I like it.
Thurla, it's been great catching up with you. But my daughter was here. She was with another human and a robot. Did you see them?
A pretty girl with red hair. I heard she was from Earth. She was here. I guess you haven't seen the galactic news today, have you?
Is she okay? What happened?
She's fine. When you get back to your ship, turn on Volpaz News. You'll see.
Thanks, Tharla. I'll bet you were insured for quite a bundle. You'll be able to build a couple of casino churches now.
You know me well, lover.
You take care of yourself. I know you'll be a success again soon.
He's finally waking up.
What happened?
Shh. Just rest. You're fine.
You got knocked unconscious. We left the casino and now we are near Barnard's Star.
Oh, that's good. I had a dream I'd lost my expense account.
That did happen. We are here with a reporter with the Galactic News. Her company is paying our tab here, at this hotel, on a planet called Gozotoich. I think I pronounced it correctly. It's a pretty world. Red skies, pink sand everywhere.
And why are they paying for us to stay here?
I promised her an interview when you were up to it. It was repayment for letting us escape the casino. I did a short one earlier. Unwittingly, she still has more questions.
Should I let the reporter know that you will be ready soon for your interview?
Yeah, just give me time to clean up and get dressed. I'm still wearing the gold robe, with nothing underneath. But I see that you brought some new clothes, Lucy. You look great.
We bought some for you, too. Watto knew what size you wear and had them sent to the room.
I seem to have a big bump on my head. Am I okay to take a bath?
I can help if you want.
I'd like that.
And we are at the Hotel Sora Plodu. Yes, of course. We can be there in 3 days. Sounds good. Okay, bye.
Another assignment? In 3 days?
Yes. And I just heard from Watto that Sexagonal Phrase is up and getting ready for his interview.
We'd better milk this story for all we can. Maybe he can get the girl to open up more. I know there's a big story in there somewhere.
If anybody can do it, it's you. If her father contacts her, we can do another feature on their reunion.
Sounds good. So where are we headed after this?
We're going to the ocean world of Venfala for the dedication of the floating power plant. From what I can gather, it's a planetary ocean world. No land there at all. Totally an aquatic society.
And what's the big deal with this power plant dedication?
The planetary leaders decided to help a neighboring planet who squandered all their natural resources, people dying, blah, blah, blah. So together, they built the first of several power generators that run on ocean water and sunlight. Completely clean and efficient. Then, all that power will be beamed to the other planet to clean up their toxic atmosphere, power their world, and so on.
So, fluff piece, then.
Honey, no! It's averting catastrophe, saving lives. It's a big deal. The president of the galaxy is monitoring the progress personally.
Maybe we could interview the president.
After the dedication ceremony, I'm sure you can. But first, you need to chat with our guest.
Shelton at Flores, with a delivery for Ms. Sarissa Ofecto.
Ooh, thank you.
Ooh, another gift from your secret admirer? He must be rich. Those are ultra-rare chartreuse amethyst siphonian humming orchids. They cost more than your limo.
Aw, they're out of tune.
Put them in some water. They'll be fine.
How did he know where I'm staying? We didn't plan on stopping here.
Your plastic powder's fun to be with.
Who can you trust?
Vulpes.
The only news network that gives you uncensored truth.
Vulpes.
Your news, the way you like it.
Vulpes.
And now, here's Cardot Wentz.
Another rash of robberies occurred earlier today, this time in the Alpha Centauri B system. Police believe it may be connected with the attack on the nearby Astral Casino. Some authorities speculate that it may even be tied to Gunnar Voslo and his gang, who recently avoided capture. The bounty on Voslo, or any information as to his whereabouts, has increased another $200,000. Captain
Corpax Spy will say that it is a team of elite soldiers. $5 million.
And now, here's Zarissa Ofecto speaking to two survivors of today's casino church disaster.
Here it is. Here's my daughter's interview.
After the devastating attack on the Astral Casino and religious retreat by anti-religion fanatics, my team and I rescued three survivors, one of whom was struck by falling debris and remained unconscious until just a few minutes ago. Thank you for allowing us to speak with you after your horrific ordeal.
Thank you, Zarissa.
Get to Lucy already. Wait, serious. I know that guy.
Bud Daniels, or Sexagonal Phrase, as viewers may better know him as, is a reporter for Play B magazine. He and his droid Watto have had a very colorful career over the last several years.
To be honest, I don't currently work for Play B.
That's the guy who did the huge expose on me. He never even bothered to contact me from my side of the story, ever since.
Your daughter is on.
But he's with my daughter.
Lucy, tell us your side of the story.
My name is Lucy Sharp. We were attacked on Earth and escaped from Ictharia to the Astral Casino. But soon after we arrived, she and her sister destroyed the casino. Luckily, Watto and your robot...
Lucy, tell us about your father.
I thought he was dead for the past 5 years. Then we stumbled on a message he left for me. You see, he wasn't from Earth and...
It's a shame that you don't have a picture of him. Maybe someone watching could finally reunite you with him.
No, I don't.
Oh, thanks, Zarquan. She doesn't have a picture of me.
Perhaps I can help. I recorded the hollow projection of your father. I can project an image. Just give me a moment.
No, no! As soon as that robot shows my face, every gun for hire in the galaxy will know that Gowanna Voslo is Lucy Sharp's father. She'll be hunted by everybody for my bounty. Oh, turn off the news, Stiletto.
Yes, Captain.
If we knew where your daughter was, we could warn her and protect her.
Well, we don't know where she is, do we, Krogono?
Captain, I was able to locate where their signal originated. They aren't very far from here.
Where is she?
Near Barnard Star, on the planet Galzatoich. I will be able to scan the surface for her unique DNA makeup, extrapolating it from yours.
You really are lucky, Captain.
How much longer till we get to Galzatoich?
We are entering the Barnard Star System in 3, 2, 1.
You bounty hunters have one last chance to prove your worth. Get down to that planet and bring me his daughter. Whoever manages to do that will be in my employ. The rest of you will be dead to me. I think that will motivate you to succeed. Now go!
Sparwheel, I'll show you what I'm able to do. Find Boslow's daughter. And there she is. Hotel Soul Plodin, room 2203.
You both were great. Look, I know you have nowhere to go and no money to travel, but I was wondering if you'd like to come along on my next assignment.
That's sweet of you, Sarissa, but we don't want to impose.
Actually, staying with us would help you connect with your father. He's bound to contact Volpe's news, and you'd know it instantly through me.
She does have a point. She's linked directly with the network.
As long as we can be of help to you, we don't want to be a burden.
I have a limo driver and an assistant, but we'll figure something out. And speaking of my driver, have any of you seen Shnarklov?
He was down in the hotel bar about an hour ago. He was making a call on a pay vidphone.
Pay vidphone? That's silly. He's got a free subethaphone.
Should I get that?
Lucy, don't! Let me. What the...
That's so cute, someone dressed like a big teddy bear.
Maybe your secret admirer sent.
I am her secret admirer.
What did you say?
I said, I am her secret admirer.
Who are you?
I'm afraid that you might not feel the same way, so I came here in costume.
Well, how will I know unless I can see your face? Please, take off that mask.
Okay, but...
Belgium!
I love you.
Sure, love.
Stupid bear! Now, Lucy Sharp, you come with me.
Follow me. If you want to live.
Another bear?
This one is silver!
Damn it, how did Spawell's ship get here before us?
There are 23 smaller vessels converging on the hotel. Two are parked inside.
Gorgono?
I know. Risk our lives. Save your daughter.
Initiating stealth mode. Invisibility and force level engaged.
Stealth? You have a stealth mode?
Captain Will Reedley must review all my abilities soon.
No, you think? Where's my daughter now?
Main view screen. She is with two humanoids, two robots, and...
Killer Joss. In his barbaridous armor.
He's probably upset by what I did to him.
I'm disappointed. I really thought he'd turn out to be like his father.
Captain, I believe he is protecting all of them. Look.
Extend protection field. Stay close. You'll be safe, but you must remain near.
Ha, ha, ha! No robot bear will take my bounty.
Robo Hunter! I am not a robot!
No one can withstand my paralyzed OB!
Power of the electron ram. Let's get you to your limo.
Ah!
a driver. Can any of you pilot a K2S Regal Hyperlimo?
Just tell me where we're going. I'll get us there.
You're hired.
I can help with navigation.
Salary commences immediately.
Make sure you jump to hyperspace as soon as possible. There's a military dreadnought in orbit. If it catches you in its tractor beam, you won't get away.
Who are you?
I'm a friend of your father. Now, get out of here. I'll protect you until you enter hyperspace.
That damn Spawell and his men won't let us get anywhere near her.
Their limo is taking off. Killer Joss is protecting them.
And there they go. Into hyperspace. Any chance that you can track them?
I'm afraid not, Captain. They could be headed anywhere in the galaxy.
They're with that news reporter. You'll know where they are during the next broadcast.
I hope it won't be too late. Who knows what trouble they'll be in next. Kurgona, get us out of here.
Where to, Captain?
You decide. I need a drink.
Ship, do you think you can find Stiletto's world and do it quick?
Once we enter hyperspace, it should be easy. I still have a few particles of the ore. With that, it will be simple to find a whole planet with the same atomic structure.
Our heroes escape danger once again, but it is assured that they will find bigger and more perilous obstacles in the near future. There are questions still unanswered that may yet be discovered in our next episode, such as Spawell's boss. Who is he? The impish creature known as Tuggum. What is his story? And where did the two sisters, Ixaria and Nakothia, go after they destroyed the casino? They never bothered going after Lucy. Who do they work for? All of these questions will be answered over the next few episodes of Sexagonal Rays. I promise.
Sexagonal Phrase, Episode 3, Luck Eventually Runs Out, was written and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were Steve White as Schnarglav, Lisa Michaud as Zarissa Ofacto, Deborah Adams as Lucy Sharp, Jeff Niles as Wado, Katie Lofton as Wadu, Gary Scales as Killa Joss, Pete Lutz as Korpax Spawell, Victor Aurelius as Narzad Clamfer and Tokum, C. Wayne Owens as Stiletto, Carrie Michael Ayers as Guna Vaslow, a.k.a. Guy Sharp, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Cregano, Katrina Clifford as Tharla Jaquantis, Ted Wenskis as Bud Daniels, Kat Waterflame as the Vulpe's voice, Owen McCune as Cardav Wentz, and Marilee Robinson as Robo Hunter. Music by Kevin McLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077th and All Better Audio, 2018. Please note that this audio series is not intended to supersede or infringe upon any other existing copyright in relationship to The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation and its creator, Douglas Adams.
Visit our website at the4077th.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077th, making audio sound all better.